This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
When you leave today, you're going to get a little business card that has a verse on it. I want to bring these verses up first in the NIV if we can. Two verses from 1 Peter. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing. Because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. You were called by God to be a blessing. The next verse. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. Now, as I sometimes do, I want you to read these same verses from the Message translation, which is a paraphrase. Let's bring it up in the Message. That goes for all of you. No exceptions, no retaliation, no sharp-tongued sarcasm. Instead, bless. That's your job. I love that. Bless. That's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing. And here's what you're going to get to take home with you. Whoever wants to embrace life and see the day fill up with good, here's what you do. Say nothing evil or hurtful. What would happen if you and I actually applied this last verse that's on the screen, that you determined to say nothing evil or hurtful? You say, well, not a whole lot. Yeah, there would be a lot. Think of the damage that you could prevent today by saying, I will not say something that's evil or hurtful. I'm going to change my speech because speech is my life. My tongue is my life. It reflects what's inside me. It has tremendous power. One of the things that needs to come off is a chain that maybe has bound a man or woman here in terms of the way you talk. Folks, it's a form of bondage. To always talk with a filthy mouth. That's a form of bondage. It's nothing to brag about. I've heard men brag about their speech. I've heard women talk about the rough way they talk, and they brag about it as if it's something neat. It's a form of slavery. It's a form of bondage. And it needs the releasing power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to free a man or a woman from the bondage of the words we use. John MacArthur's right. My tongue is my life. It represents everything about me. Decide today that you are no longer going to be a slave to your old words. You're going to be slave to your new words. Words that are defined by these words. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I did, and I didn't do it in the first service. But let's do it together right now. Repeat after me. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this message today about our words, because words have the power to destroy and they have the power to build up. I know we've got wounded people in this service right now that have been wounded, deeply wounded, by the words of a father or mother. And it still haunts them 20 and 30 and 40 years later. And I know that people have been wounded by our words. Let's not forget that. We have wounded other people and we have forgotten that. We are strangely blinded to that. Open our eyes so we can see the hurt that we have caused. That may be a holy moment for somebody today for you, Lord, to just reveal in the mind of a man or woman today the hurt that they've caused by their words. As one man told me going out of first service, I've got some work to do, Randy, this week. I knew exactly what he meant. I've got some work to do this week. We all do.
Well, next week on Cross Hope, we'll continue with another message from the book of James about wisdom, godly wisdom in your life and mine. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.